What's good? What's good? It's Arno, and this is your boy, your podcast, straight up in your face. This is Arno, aka Nono. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, straight up in your face podcast. We're gonna get it. It's popping this day, bro, ladies and gentlemen. We're gonna get it hot in this. It is podcast, man. It's all about basketball. I'm gonna do what I know what to do. You know what I'm saying? So you're gonna hear it straight up right here, right now. Welcome back. It's been a while that I haven't been doing this. I haven't been faithful to this, but I'm gonna try my best because that's people who wanna listen to the real deal, you know, because we have a lot of fake podcasts out there who think they know what they're saying. You see, this is straight up. I don't sugarcoat anything. You know, we could agree to disagree, but you should agree with me because I don't play games. I don't hold back. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of dudes, a lot of ladies who hold back to tell the truth. There's people who like, you know, who like their favorite team, and they think that their favorite team, you know, the favorite player is the bomb. Well, I'm not like that. I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna be straight up. If you don't like it, come to me, cause you're gonna get it in your face. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, let's get it. Let's get it. Let's get straight to the topic. Well, I wanna go to what's going on with the NBA. Man, man, man. There was a lot going in the NBA that I should be talking about weeks ago, but it's okay. I'm here now. I'm here now. Anyway, I was watching this game, I think 2 days ago, Boston facing Dallas, and that is my number one team. My number one team since Dirk. I became a fan of Dirk, and I'm glad that he retired, and now his new Dallas with Luka and Porzingis is playing really, really good. I'm very surprised about Luka. I'm not gonna lie, when we drafted him, you know, I heard good things, but I was like, you know, that was international games and that was overseas, and NBA is the real deal. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't know how he's gonna come from there to here, United States, and because the American dudes, you know, the black dudes, they could play, man. They could play. What, you know, white dudes too, you know what I'm saying? I'm not putting you behind. I could play also, you know what I'm saying? But this international players is coming in. Like, we, you know, Dirk Nowitzki is an international player. Ginobili, but Luka come in. First year, rookie of the year. And now, second year, he's doing this. He almost averaging triple double. I'm getting excited because this is my team. I need to chill out. But I was watching this game, you know, Dallas against Boston, and I'm gonna tell you, man, Kemba is a problem. Kemba is, and I'm gonna tell you straight up in your face right now. Kemba is a great leader than Kyrie Irving. You could tell that Boston love playing with each other. I see Marcus Smart playing hard. You know, he always playing hard, but it looked like he's back. He's back to his own self because last year, he's all right. But this year it's like, I got you. I got you, Kemba. I got your back, you know. Oh, Jaylen Brown, I'm not gonna start talking about Brown, man. He is, wow. You know what? I wish I have him, because that dude right there, y'all need to keep your eyes on this dude, Tatum. He's all right, man. He's sometimes he's okay, sometimes he's lost. So I don't know about Tatum right now, but I'm hoping the best, because if he step up, watch out, Eastern Conference. Boston is not playing games. Boston is not playing games, man. They're not playing a game. But I watched that game and I saw Luka and I saw the Boston. And I'm like, this team is, they are the real deal right now. So what I want to say is the NBA. We could talk about so much about the NBA. My second team, because I love my right now my favorite player is Stephen Curry. Dirk Nowitzki was my number one, but he retired. And Stephen Curry, man, I'm gonna miss you. He got injured, he broke his hand. And I didn't even wish that he was injured. I wanted him to prove the world that he could do it. You know, he could carry his team to the playoff. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they started bad, but you see, people don't understand this, that they lost. And I'm not even gonna mention KD, because in the reality, we beat KD. The Warriors beat the KD. You know, the OKC was three. They were leading 3-1, and they couldn't close it. Come on, man. Don't come with that with KD. Oh, he won two straight year MVP. Don't get me started. KD, I respect him. I respect. Matter of fact, if he wasn't injured right now, I would say that he's the best player right now in the NBA. He has been the best player in the previous 2 years, because he won two championships. And the first one, he gave it to LeBron, the one that everybody say he's the king. No. King of the NBA? No. That was KD. KD say, you know what? I'm here. I'm arrived. You want it? I put it in your face. That's what KD did to LeBron. Not once, but twice. But people are gonna say, oh, but the Warriors had a super team. Well, you're right. They got a super team, but it's not like LeBron has scrubs. But anyway, that's another story for another day. Okay? What I'm saying right now, man, the Warriors, back to the Warriors. They're awesome. I didn't want Stephen Curry to get hurt, but he's hurt. So I can't feel any kind of way right now. It is what it is. And they're not gonna make it to the playoff. Even though Curry could come back in January or February, and no, it's over. It's over for the Warriors. I have hope with Curry in it, but it's over for this year. It's over. So I wanted to point that out, you know? But anyway, the other thing that I wanted to tell you, man, that I'm not a LeBron fan. Most people say I'm a LeBron hater, which I'm not. I just don't like the people. I don't like people who say that he's better than Michael Jordan. Once they say that, it's over. Me and you, straight up in your face, I'm going to attack you about LeBron, because you just disrespected the GOAT. The GOAT of NBA. All right? So for that being said, don't come to me about that, because I'm gonna tell you straight up. Okay? I'm gonna tell you that LeBron, even though people call me as a hater, he's my if y'all ask me who you're gonna be the starting five for all time, all time in the NBA. Who's just who you pick for your starting five? And LeBron is in my five, yeah. LeBron is my five, yeah. I know who he is. I know what he could do, but he's not Michael Jordan. Believe it or not, he's not Michael Jordan. All right. Anyway, but LeBron is playing out of his mind. I gotta give him the respect. Anthony Davis is awesome, but he's one of the dude. I don't watch college basketball, but he's one of the dude that I have sat down and see Kentucky games when he was in it, and I know who Anthony Davis is. When he came to the NBA, I knew he was going to be a problem. I knew that he was going to be a problem, but I didn't know that he was going to be this great. But he has to prove a lot of things, y'all. Everybody is like, oh, they're going to win the championship. Anthony Davis hasn't proved anything yet. Not yet. They need to finish this year. Let's see what the Lakers could do this year. You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you straight up in your face that the Lakers, they have a good team. They have a defensive team, but I don't think they're gonna win the championship. Why? Because they don't have no shooters. And if they do have shooters, if you're gonna call what's his name? Danny Green a shooter? You're gonna call him a shooter then? Hey. This is who you want to rely on. For me, he is a strictly shooter. He's not Ray Allen, he's not Klay Thompson, and he's not Curry, but you cannot leave him open and whatever. I understand that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I feel like he's a tier two shooter. Or tier three, you can, but tier two. Let me respect that and agree. He's a tier two. He's a champion. But for me, for y'all to say Lakers gonna win, I think. Let's see what Kuzma could do. Let's see he could be consistent shooting the threes. I mean, I feel like they need shooters, and if they could hit the threes, it opened up for AD and LeBron, which. I know it's hard to stop those two guys, but imagine if they have shooters, how the court will be opened up. It will be crazy. So until that happens for me, I'll be honest with you, I don't think the Lakers gonna win the NBA final championship. I'm sorry, I don't think they're gonna win the championship this year. I really don't. And I could be a little biased because I don't like the Lakers at all, because I call them mafias, because the reason I call them mafias is because they always get the great players. They are always they never fail. You know what I'm saying? But that's I can't I'm telling you, when you listen to this podcast, you're gonna get it straight up. This I'm not playing no games. But anyway. So we talk about the Lakers, how great they are. I mean, there's so much we could talk about, but let's look at the standing right now, man. We got the Eastern Conference, and I'm just gonna tell you the top eight. We got Boston, we got Miami, we got Milwaukee, we got Philly, Toronto, Indiana, Charlotte, and oh, the Cavs is eight. I mean. That's like at least from the 7 seed to the 8, that's like 1, 2, 3, 4 teams that, well, 3 team is tied with 4 win and 6 losses. So you got the Hawks, you got Brooklyn, Chicago, and Detroit, who could be easily in the 7 seed and the 8th seed in the Eastern Conference. Boston gonna make it. The Heat, they are a surprising team for me. I didn't thought they were gonna be that good, but they are. Milwaukee, they're gonna be in it. Philly, Toronto team, man, the champion team, man, that defending champion, they are playing ball, man, and they're not playing games, man. Be honest with you, I'm gonna keep my eyes on them, man, because they are playing ball. They serious. They are serious. I'm not playing games with that. All right, man. The Western Conference. You got the Lakers, Utah, Houston, Clippers, Denver, Dallas, Phoenix, and the Minnesota. Then you got the Spurs on 5 for 5, Sacramento, Portland, which I don't know what's going on with the Portland. I don't know. I don't know. But be honest with you, can I say Minnesota could end up to go to the playoff? I really don't know. But Karl-Anthony Towns playing unbelievable. Even Wiggins is stepping up. They're building some heart now, man. They're building some heart. You saw Karl-Anthony Towns. He wanted to fight with MB. And man, you have to have a lot of heart to do that. So he's growing. He's growing to be that bulldog, man. And that's what Karl-Anthony Towns needs to do. He needs to show everybody like he's not soft. Grow some heart, baby. You know what I'm saying? I like the fact that he's doing that. Could he keep on doing this? Let's see. We shall see. We shall see what he could do. You know what I'm saying? Oh man, the Utah, they looking good, man. Mitchell is playing really, really good. The Rockets, their defense is not there, but they're 7-3 still. Harden is averaging like 35, and he reminded me of my favorite quarterback, and I gotta admit, Peyton Manning. They say that he was a regular season guy. Harden is looking like that right now. He's doing good. It's like, all he thinking about is to be the MVP, because every time he don't win it, he talk about that, but he don't talk about, man, I lost to the Golden State, and I'm tired of this. I need to beat this team to go to the finals. But he don't talk about that. You know what I'm saying? This is a real deal. This is straight up in your face. You know what I'm saying? I can't hold nothing back, Harden. I'm sorry. Your step back is all gravy, and I like it. You know what I'm saying? But could you keep on doing that in the playoff? Could you keep on stepping back? Well, matter of fact, you need to step forward, because my brother, you need to go to the final and get that ring, baby. You don't get that ring, man. They're gonna call you a choke artist. No matter, you could average 50 point in the regular season, but you can't win the championship. I would listen to the podcast, Dre, Sportway. That's my man. That's my dude. And he said a lot of great things about, well, not a lot of great things, but he was talking about Harden. And everything that he said, I agree. I agree. But something that he didn't say, and I say it right now, I've been telling Dre this. I've been telling him for years about Harden. But now he's seeing it. You see, this is a podcast that I don't sugarcoat anything. When I see something, I will let you know. For me, he's a show artist. But he could prove me wrong when he get that ring. But Sportway, the whole straight Drake, come on, check it out, man. He's really good dude. That's my dude, and he knows what he's talking about. But when he talked to me, it's like he don't make no sense when he talked to me, because I don't sugarcoat, man. I don't play this favoritism. You know what I'm saying? I know he's gonna listen to this, but straight up in your face, I tell the truth, and I'm real, man. I'm very raw. I don't play games. But anyway, let's back to this, podcast, because this is not a competition, but me and Dre, we go at it, say back in the days. Now he got his own podcast. I'm starting my podcast, so he's in the top right now. He's in the top. You know what I'm saying? But I get there eventually. Eventually, I get there. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, man, much love for Dre. But anyway, so much to talk about. Man, we miss a lot. We miss, the Pelicans. We thought that they're gonna be good, but the rookie has hurt himself, and Zion need to come back and bring the. I mean, the NBA is hot, but imagine we have Williamson back, man. The NBA gonna get better. I heard that this week we're gonna have Paul George, oh my God, coming back. The Clippers, man. Be honest with you, the Clippers is it's a scary team, y'all. They are the scary. People say the Lakers is the best team. Nah, I think the Clippers, man. I think the Clippers gonna be hard to beat, and I think the Clippers better than the Lakers. And they show in the first game. The first game of the season, the Clippers show that they're better than the Lakers. So, I think the Clippers better than the Lakers. I just really do. I really do think that they're better than them. To let y'all guys know, and ladies, that Kawhi is the best player in the NBA right now. Right now, he won the championship last year. Let's give this man the respect. Let's give this man. You saw what he did to LeBron. You saw what he did in Lakers. You saw the commercial. This is my city. He's not playing games, y'all. Yo, I could keep on talking and talk, but and that's so much to cover. But this is a little bit I'm going to give you. Because I like to give you a piece of pie, not the whole pie. Because, if I give you the whole pie, you're gonna eat it all. I mean, I don't want that. I want you to eat the first pie, the first slice. The slice of the pie, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. I'm gonna give you a slice of the pie. Because I can't give you the whole pie, baby. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, this is your boy, Arnold, aka Nono. Your host, straight up in your face. Peace and respect.